Father in heaven, I just thank you for this wonderful day. So many years ago, you told me this is that day. You said to prepare the last hour. And Father, I didn't think this day would come in any church at all, because the churches were real closed to me and your spirit too. And we went into internet, and we've seen you do many miracles, and you've spoken all over the world by your spirit. And you've been speaking for a long time. This world should wake up, because you're coming soon. But I don't see it taking place in your churches. They're doing other things. And you keep telling me that's where they're at. Father, I just pray for all people. My heart's burdened for the souls of our churches. For those out there that are actually backslid in their lives. And not where you want them to be. And you wish for us to be happy. You wish for us to be on fire. You wish for us to have the joy of the Lord as our strength. And Father, I just pray that you'll move upon this service this day as only you can. And I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To all God be all glory. To God be all praise. God be all honor. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And my voice at times seems a little bad. Wasn't that way until about a year ago. And I've actually learned how to walk again. But God seen me too powerfully. And I preached a sermon on the internet, and I about Gideon. How Gideon had to keep reducing his army down, but there was, and that's what the Lord told me. He says, you're too powerful in yourself. I need you to, everything in you has come from me, nothing in yourself. See, I'd walked with the Lord all my life. As a child, right as I grew up. I grew up in church. I grew up loving Jesus. My mother prayed so mightily. I guess I got a lot of hurt in me. So she's seen things happen. And when she prayed, things happened. I went to her funeral. The pastor says, well, you know, Ina was in her church. She was the backbone of the church. Because she's the one that prayed for signs and wonders and great things happen. Hallelujah. But I've seen a real decline in the church world. I come up from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, 90s. I didn't think I'd go this far, because I kept thinking that Jesus would come before 88, 89. He's still coming. Yeah. My hope's in him, because he's coming in a very powerful way, in a very wonderful way, and not a negative way. He's coming for those who's looking for his coming. I love this word of God. It's so wonderful. And I love what God's doing for people. You know, when internet, we're having a lady from Florida 2 weeks ago, I guess, called. Would you just tell the world about that? But we've seen these things happen, and I want them to happen here too.
I'll say quickly, there's a lady named Sylvia in Florida, and she had hepatitis C, which is incurable. You just have to live with it, with terrible side effects. And anyway, she wrote in to us by email, and she doesn't even know. He's called Brother Freedom on the internet, but anyway, she just never met him, but she asked that he would pray. And he prayed just like a 2-minute prayer on the phone to me that I heard. And I felt the presence of God come. It's not Brother, it's the Holy Spirit. God does it, doesn't he, Brother? But as well, he's very humble about it. It's not him, it's God. But he prayed a short prayer. And 2 weeks later, we got an email. She'd been to her doctor, and she has no virus in her body. It disappeared. God did it somewhere. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to read in 1 Corinthians 13. The third chapter, starting the ninth verse, and we read the same scripture last night, but it was a little bit different angle. But as written, I have not seen. Micah, why don't you come up and read it? Did you read that for me? I want Get this in your spirit. I used to love to read, but I don't read as well. God's here to touch your hearts. Not only is people here that you're having troubles, God wants to totally heal you. There's nothing impossible that God can't handle. There's nothing impossible. God handles the impossibilities.
Amen.
And He's here to help us. And before you read, I worked for quite a few years as a caterpillar mechanic. And I told the Lord, I'll quit and go to Bible school. And the Lord said, no, stay where you are. But I've got something for you to do. I've got you to do homework to do. I want you to tithe 10% of your time reading my word. And I was on a heavy schedule. I was out early in the mornings, 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 2 o'clock, sometimes 36 hours straight almost. But I got my time in the word. My mom, so jobs were changing. I started knowing what was wrong with the equipment. I knew what was God was. And I prayed in the spirit, and before I got the job, my job started changing. I mean, I'd drive Kurt to Alturas for a 10-minute job after I got there because no one would know what it was, but the Spirit of God knew, and I was so fast, it was God, it was not fair, because God knows the answer before it ever started. And I was never wrong. And I was never right many times before, and many other mechanics aren't either. Because you got a lot of things, combinations. God doesn't mind combinations. He knows the exact item number. He knows it by name. And I started seeing that God was a miracle God. I remember a starting engine that young fellow out here, he's not a young fellow now, he's an old man. He drained the oil out of the starting engine. That cap was, the engine was wore out. He didn't put an oil in it, so it burned up. And I was working in that shop at that time. I was working for Peter's Tractor Company. I was working on another part of, I think it was on that same cap, the final drive, I think. But anyway, he came to me and says, I messed up. I heard that engine just locked up and that made terrible smoke would just boil out of it. I said, you shouldn't have done that. You did it, so I'll just fix it for you. I said, that's what I'm here for, to fix it. He said, you don't get the picture. He said, I'm going to be in big troubles. And he said, I believe if you pray, God will hear your prayer. I said, He don't heal. That time I didn't think He did heal iron. Now He did. And the Lord says, my heart says, He said, why don't you go outside and take a few minutes break and you pray and come back and give me an answer. Help me, please. And he said, I know that God wants to do this, but He's going to need you to help me. So I went out and the Lord said, if you can get rid of the unbelief that's going to come in the shop, I'll do it. Sure enough, when I was going to pray, here come three men. They might have been angels, I don't know where, that I didn't know about. But these guys said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to pray for this starting engine. And they laugh. All they say is, you're a mechanic and going to pray for a starting engine. You know, that's, God, look how, let's talk about it. I mean, you're ready for the funny farm. You know, you're ready. So, I mean, the company you work for should get rid of you. You know, it was really bad stuff. And I said, I didn't let it bother me. I said, well, leave then. I prayed for a starting engine. He put the oil in the starting engine. That cap run. Almost 2 years later, it was an auction right here across the river. And then I heard these fellows, God lets you hear when He wants you to hear things. And I heard these men talking. They says, you know that old 46A out there? It was 46A 416, early ones. He says, that's got a good starting engine. I said, Lord, you sure do a good job. I went out before that. I mean, and God even fixed the carburetor, the manual, and it all worked great after that. I don't know what He did, but it was, God is the miracle God. And I remember seeing it just stop there. I see it happen time after time. You can be the reason where you're at. The revival can be with you every day of your life.
Amen.
You don't have, the churches did not receive me, but God, the people around me received me. pray, things happen. Would you read that, please?
But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with the Holy, which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
I truly believe in this word. I believe in all the word, but this is a very wonderful passage. But God hath revealed them by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, in the deep things of God. He knows what's wrong with the engine. He knows what's wrong with the transmission. And when I started thinking, he was interested in me because I know he's more interested in people. But when we can't get a people's attention, sometimes he has to go the back road out. And he said, I'll make you be interested in these things. And maybe once in a while, they might say, where are you getting the answers from? I've been called Sonora all over the coast. Cats that wouldn't run. Get rid of the hindrance. God's children did problem. I was out of there. God don't make mistakes.
Amen.
I used to try to tell this to some pastor. They wouldn't listen. So we don't need you in our place even. I mean, they got very. I was just saying that God was good. They couldn't see the how that a layman could know God. Well, I've known God all my life. I had news for him. I knew God when I was in Korea. I went through a minefield. Nothing happened. Tripwires blew, went off and everything else. God was with me. I learned the 91st Psalms in the military in the Lord. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. We don't have enough option to say. We can speak the word and come to pass. Because, see, I've got great faith. I have. I see things being touched. See, everybody when people pray for people, they're not really, they're questioning. That's why everybody gets together. I don't like nobody to help me pray. I want to take the responsibility. If I can't pray, I shouldn't be up here anyway. That's what I believe. Because prayer is a powerful tool. Prayer is wonderful.
Amen.
There should be no question. The glory of God is powerful. It touches. I love the skeptics because they don't believe it. But their God can make them. It's almost dumb, I would say, because there's no way that you can go up against God. God is real. You know, in the county jail, I did the things that as I could do for the Lord, as best I could do. So I was in the county jail for about 10 or 12 years. And I'd like to tell some people I was in the county jail for that time. They're like, where are you from? But I started seeing revival in the jail. That they would go and pray for other people's needs and those prayers would be answered because they was getting close to God. Where there's sin, you can't get your prayers answered. It takes a connection with God. This is what brings revival to hearts and lives is we get right with God and God comes down and moves in our temple.
Amen.
We are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're realize this body is to be used as a channel for God. I was called for no reason but to praise God. You are too, but you don't really don't know it. He wants you to get equipped that you can do the ministry for God. For we have not received the spirit of this world. The Bible says, love not the world, the things in the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And that's why our prayers don't get answered, because we got a lot of the world in us. We're watching wrong programs. We've got our eyes on things that God doesn't even want us to look at. And our eyes take away what we see when we retain them in our minds. And you start watching something, and you can't get, you're going to get hooked on that, and it's going to bring you down to an end that you can't get set free. We're very mysteriously and wonderfully made. In His presence, fullness of joy, in His right hand, pleasure evermore. As a child of God, we get to be God. What God is gets to be on us. That's a gift. God wants to be. There's no good thing within me. Only what I have, and I have to keep seeking God every day. It has to be every day. It's not just now and then. Sometimes in, sometimes out. No, it's all time in. We need to be earnestly seeking God that our prayers will not be hindered. For the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God. And if you start acting natural and don't walk, and you get so holy or now that you can't move in the Spirit, you're not going to receive power. Natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Well, they're foolish and unto him, neither can he know them, but it's spiritually discerned. I know there's, I've been in church boards. This might alarm you, but a lot of church boards don't want no move of the Spirit in the churches. And that's a no-no with God. That's what gives us power. You receive power after the Holy Ghost comes on you. You'll be witnesses. Be strong, Lord, and power might put you on the whole armor of God. The whole armor.
Amen.
That you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Wrestle on against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. She got to use my voice, but I wish it was all there. But I love you.
God bless you.
And having done all to stand. You know, people ask me, how do you know the will of God? Well, I said, it's very easy. If you pray where you should be, God wants you to move, He'll move you. But you always, as I learned that in the military, you always stay where the last orders was. And you hold those last orders until it means your life. You don't chicken you out, you don't run, you're there. And that's the way it is in God's combat. We stand strong in God. If there hasn't been an update, you stand strong. How come a Shema glory of God be upon you?
Amen.
Electrified by God's Spirit. The anointing will break forth the yoke. But the anointing which you received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. Didn't that sound funny? How do you know these things? It comes by the Spirit. This all comes by the Spirit. You know, I get amazed. I go to some of these churches. They want revival, but they don't want the revival to happen. See, God moves through things. And when you got so, we're going to be sure this, that we're going to use 91st Psalms and the 21st, and we're going to figure this all out. God doesn't do that. He moves through the Spirit. The unction will help you function in the day that you live in, that you might be liberated to live and walk with Jesus. Be a shining light while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many problems that people need prayer. They need to. Last night, my heart went out to these dear people. And this one lady and this one man, he cried and cried and cried. I feel for people. My heart out. And I told him, I said, you're set free. You just keep working on it. But you don't go back where you once were. That's what we all are. We get off of the wagon. We go down and start. We need to get back where we should be with God.
Amen.
It's an ever-going thing, this sin. I have to face it every day. I have to deal with it. You need to deal with it. And you need to be on fire with God and deal with it. The glory of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You think maybe this guy here is... But I'll guarantee you, I've seen great things happen. I was in Ishii. We had revival there with men. I've seen God move mightily. If you give me a chance. But they don't move one says, well, we don't want nobody in this day getting very, very, they need to be careful what you say. That's what they are. But then God's presence is not felt there yet. God moves with a consuming power, or power to open us, that we might walk in His presence. We might have His glory upon us. That we might live in this last hour, that when our eyes should be, He says He's coming for those who's looking for His coming. Apostle Paul said that He's coming for those who's looking. Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Do you dread that day? You need to go home and do a little housework first. Well, we all need to do the housework every day. I heard that as my wife passed away. I have to clean the house every day. And then clean the house, clean spiritually. I have to get down and say, Lord, forgive me. Give me a new start, a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. I can't live on yesterday's experience. I got to be up to front today. You know, in combat, you got to make every shot count. That may seem harsh, but that's the way it is. And we as God's people need to make every moment we have count with God. There's going to be a time, regrets are going to be in the sky. Regrets. Oh, I wish I'd did this. I wish I'd did that. Regrets won't get us there. We need to talk now. I'm going to praise God every day. I'm going to be on fire. Because I believe those are what's going to make heaven. And I'm not a, like this, everybody's going to make it. I know I got some brothers and sisters that believe this, but I'm not sure. Because I don't know when people fall away. And I really don't know how it is, but we're, because the Bible plainly tells me in Revelation, He would have let us be hot or cold as lukewarm. So it gets me every day. Here a couple months, weeks ago, I was down because I thought maybe that I wasn't as hot as I should be. I wasn't able to get any hotter. But God seen my heart, but still was affecting me. Because I believe there's a great high calling. And we should possess this wonderful treasure in you. The glory of God. The imps of hell can't live around you. Amen. The glory is there. God's Spirit's upon you. Mighty is He that's in you. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. And ye have to quicken who are dead in trespasses, and for we must walk according to the course of the world, according to the principality of the earth, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's the King James. What you just spoke. That's the King James Version. I don't know nothing about the King James. Sorry, you can have what you want. That's okay. But I like the King James because it's easy for me. Well, I read it. God put me on this diet for about 10 or 15 years, reading 10% of my... And He said, don't leave it like to just for you to know. Just eat it. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon by eating it, it just come out. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly, ask or think according to the power that works within us. It comes to me so fast, I can't speak it fast enough. The glory of God is real.
Amen.
He's never wrong. You know, I went down the airstrip here a few years back, and in the morning, just before it happened, the Lord says, you know, you're going to be going to that airstrip, and there's going to be trouble down there. So, and about that time, the radio called me and says, from Reading, he says, you need to be pulling there. They've got a trouble with a cat. It won't run. So I'm walking down the airstrip there when they're putting that last section on. And I said, what's your trouble? This man was so... He must have had the been around Satan all night because he was terrible. He was terrible. He says, I said, can I help you? I don't need your help. I don't need nobody's help. But I want to know what's wrong with this cat. I don't need your help. I mean, that's what I'm just saying exactly like he was wanting the answer, but he didn't want to be polite and ask for it. You know, many times our attitude is so important to God. Do I love? Do I carry? Because see, the world doesn't. They're kind of, they got the hardness. You know, I'll go back to my thought in a minute. But I take Tai Chi, I guess that's what it's called, because of my balance. See, I have to go to the gym every day and work out. Be able to pray, be able to preach like I am right now. I'll go back and, or I can't do nothing. I can balance now, see? But it's because it works on the inner parts of your body. And that's what the Word of God, it works on the inner parts of our body that pretty soon we lost hatred. We're not jealous. We're not judgmental. We're walking in love. And we start seeing a new being with us. We need being set free. The glory has caught us. See, where we go, we're witnesses. I'll get back to that podcast in a minute. We're witnesses every place we go. I could have been like that how the mechanic was, and one time I might have said something, but I didn't say nothing. So, okay. So, Lord, I just went over and looked at the cat, and I said, I know what's wrong with it. The Lord showed me exactly what was wrong with it. We don't know how it happened, but he would tell me. But he pulled the heads off of that machine. He pulled the fuel pump off. He had the whole engine but dismantled it. I don't think he had the timing gear cover off the front because it was in time. He couldn't get started. Very simple. But that's why you need the Lord. I'm guaranteed. All it was, he had no oil in the engine. Had a low start, won't start. He worked on it for an hour on. And I told him, I said, well, I don't. He said, probably oil get up. I said, I don't know that. I just know that the problem is, it's got out there. I don't know what to use it or what, but there's no oil in it. And the pump can't pick up any oil, and it won't let you start. There's a detent that comes in the rack. And it's on the off position. You can't need no fuel. And when you have no fuel, it's like, run. Well, how can that be? Now he was still just, he's high or something. I mean, he said words that I wouldn't even think about saying. He is. And I said, well, you go fill it up. You know, he said, I don't think that. He never did change. See, that's the way we are. The world is set up rich. We're on. Someone knocked this off my shoulder. We're going to knock it back. We're aggressive. We need to be loving.
Amen.
Gentle.
Amen.
Full of kindness. Compassion. Caring for our people hurt. You know what? I'm not saying some people didn't like me. I had a ministry full time and just praying for people. I didn't have to know you. I can pray for you. I do that now. I go into Walmart or someplace. I don't like to go into Walmart, but I go in there and I start praying for people as I meet them. I pray for them. They don't know it, but I'm praying.
Amen.
You've always got a ministry to do if you do it.
Amen.
But people don't do it. Now this, that fellow, he couldn't believe there was no oil in it, but it wasn't. I wasn't arguing about the fact how the oil got out of it. I just tell him that it won't work. You know, I went down to Deer Creek, and this was a lawyer on a Saturday afternoon. I was working at 6:23 out here, and this man called, and he was irate. He says, "You better come down and get my chat started right now." He says, "You're gonna be in big trouble if you, because it quit on me." I said, "Where's it at?" He said, "I'm in the middle of a creek." And it was up the creek. It was about this deep of water. And he was so mad. I mean, he was. I bet he lost I don't know. His blood pressure might have been way high. I said, what happened? Well, you can't just quit. I said, you put any fuel in it today morning? What? I said, well, I'm going to go out there and see. Put a bit of fuel. But that's what we do with God. The Holy Spirit is our fuel.
Amen.
He's our the driving force that God gives us. If we don't want Him, then you're going to be helpless. And if you got it, you need to keep Him full. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. There's a lot of vain works. And the Lord says, what's the amount of faith is sin. We need to be so full of faith, and the only way you can have faith is stay on fire with God. Keep it read up, stayed up, prayed up in God's presence.
Amen.
There's fullness of joy. Right hand pleasures evermore. I have not seen in their hair or heard anything that has entered the heart of man. The things that are prepared for them to love God. God will not withhold no good thing for them that walk upright. I'm nothing. But I know if you want to walk, if you want to be blessed, walk upright. God will bless you.
Amen.
What time is it?
Holy Ghost time.
I must tell you one thing. Before you go, your steps are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
I went to Peoria, Illinois, because I always wanted to go to school there. And Ron was the service manager. He said, I'd like to do something. I said, I'd like to go to school. He said, well, I'll make it possible to go. So I went to school and he said, well, you need to study up on these books because you're going to get some kind of an entrance exam when you get there. And I said, oh, I can't be that bad. And he said, well, you better pray. How do you better study up? And I said, I just trust God. And maybe want to help me. It might be didn't. But when I got in that classroom, it was on a Monday morning. And I was so full of the Lord, I was just, the Spirit of God was just vibrating. Just glory. God can be with you. If you're in Timbuktu, Peoria, Illinois, wherever you are, He's always there. David said, I can't. If I go to the deep, He's there. If I go to the fire, farthest star, He's there. God will never leave you. He's not a respecter person either. He doesn't have any favorites. What He does for me, He'll do for you. He loves you just as much as me. One thing is, you work for it, God wants to reward that part that you work because you've been effective in Him. I went to that class that morning, these men, there was a class, I think about 15 men, and they were really worldly. And the instructor got his mouth open in the wrong place. And he told everybody, tell a little bit about yourself and about last night and whatever. These men were vulgar. A lot of them. But I knew how to, I've been around that stuff a long time. And God can deal with it. So he got to me as the last person. Had more time and working on the cat equipment than the whole class had. I must have had 30 years back then. So they got to me and said, what do you want to say? And I said, Lord says, this is the time for you to really get them. This. Now just say what I want you to say. And I just got up and I said, God's so good. You know, I could not live without Him. And He's helped me be a mechanic. You know, I don't know what's going on at times, but He's there to help me. And I just said the right words. And, well, the instructor's face turned white. And he did. There were a lot of things that happened that day that was, God was with us. But the next morning, I went to Peoria Helton breakfast. I seen these three men, and they motioned me to come over to them. They said, you know what? We're three backsliders. God dealt with all three of us, and we want you to pray for us right now. And I prayed for them. God come down. God started coming to that class then. That class turned around. The instructor says, I'm not afraid to see the same thing. God can be right where you are. God is the electricity of God. You know why we don't have God move? Because people are not moving. God said, I'm there, but you don't include me with you. God wants to be included in everything we do. Their livelihood is composed of him. I worked many years without getting dispatched. God would tell me where to go. I remember one morning I was going from, the Lord says, turn around, go back to it was Diamond, or Red, maybe Rose, Diamond. It was Diamond. They got a wheel off of 980. Sure enough, I drove in there and it says, hey, how'd you know we had the wheel off? I didn't tell them how I knew, but I said, well, I'm here. They said, you're right on time. Those kind of things happen all the time. I went to prayer breakfast, or I was supposed to go to prayer breakfast. And I enjoyed going there on Saturday mornings with a special time. And I was wanting to get, I was supposed to be up for John Wheeler logging it early in the morning, fix at 5:28, when a knock was in it. Bad knock, they said. And so I was going to start kicking off, the Lord said, I want you to go to the prayer breakfast. I said, Lord, you know I'm not supposed to be at John. He said, don't worry about John Wheeler. I'll help you if you go my way.
Amen.
It was raining. I mean, the streets were just flooding down. I went to full gospel business that meeting. 9 o'clock, these guys were just, they didn't have nothing to do, so they just sitting there. I said, I've got to go. When I got up there to that site, I know the side rod's name. He said, Fern was, he says, you're going to be in big trouble with John when he hears about you being this late coming up here. He said, you went to that old full gospel business on meeting. I said, yes, I did. He said, well, you're going to be in full big trouble. See, we got to think God's way, not man's way. Now, if I thought man's way, I said, that frustrated me. Oh, I'm in big trouble now. I just get, but God had the answer. It was snowing. The snow was just coming down. You couldn't hardly see. They had this stack of logs over there, and they had an insulated or northwest, what they call it, a shovel in those days, but it had a log over it. He was decking that logs. And so when I got out of the truck, I started with the 528, and he yells across, says, you better get that thing running, you're going to be in big trouble. I said, yes. The Lord spoke to me that same moment. He said, I want you to take your left hand, never will forget it, and praise it up on the radiator of that 528, and take your right hand, and praise me and say, thank you. And he says, I'll show you what's wrong. Now, I'd never been around a sleeve meter and fuel system in my life. It's brand new. Never seen one. All the rest were scroll fuel systems until that time with a sleeve metering. I'd heard about them, but I'd never seen one. So, if I'd been the old mechanic years ago, I'd pull that engine out and I'd tried to get rid of the mud and stuff and probably end up taking it to Curtin Redding and going through it and bringing it back, probably still wouldn't run unless I fixed the problem. Those things happen. Life's real. Well, when you got the help of God with you, he helps you every step you go.
Amen.
When I put my hand up and touched that, I could see in that fuel system, never seen it before, but I could see, I can't tell you how I do this, but it's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Because I prayed in the Spirit all the way to there. I did my homework. I knew I was on fire, and all God did was have to turn the switch on, and I could see it. And I had his support, everything that I did. I didn't have to worry about men. I didn't have to worry about John Wheeler or Burton. I won't say his last name. I need to just be concerned what God thought. And our lives are too much this way. We're concerned on the problem when God wants you to solve the problem. That's why things don't get done, because you're going, look at the problem. You should be a God ahead of that. You pray that this problem will take you over. You're not consumed by him. I said, Fern, it's got a broken spring in the fuel pump. He says, can you get it out? I said, yeah, about 2 minutes. And it was real easy. And they'd already given me a new tool to do that with, so I put a little plate for this little wheel. You know, when you do this little work, it's easy.
Amen.
Quarter inch bolts, 7/16 head, little bitty stuff. Little plate about this big. That's not that whole machine. I can see that broken spring. So I called Redding. When God sends something, he'll be with you all the way. I called Redding and they said, we got one to stop. There's no problem. Can you get to us? And we'll put it on the dock for you. And I said, I'll be right there. And Vern says, hey, if you're luck. I said, not luck. God's here. He said, whatever you want to call. He said, we'll go together. I'll go and drive for you. We got Johnny's pickup that he didn't want his four-wheel drive. At that time, there was no four-wheel drives in the woods very much. So we took that four-wheel drive, we drove up across the country. I didn't even know something where was at, but we made it, and we was back from Reading to Manton, and that machine was running in 2 hours and 15 minutes from the time that I got there. Or 20 minutes was. But if I'd have went any other way, if I'd have said, hey, Lord, I'm not going to do that. He says, well, I got a plan for you. Oh, Lord, I can't do that. Don't fit in with my job. No, I had to learn around with reverse spin. I had to find out what God wanted, and the other would take care of itself.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. There's power here. I was down. I went to work many years ago there was a Williams Ranch, and I was going down the freeway. The freeway was open then, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you need to go into Williams Ranch. I hadn't been around them in years. Once you go in there, they got a 13A. Now, God spoke all this in the business. Say, he's in the business. We know exactly. Maybe God's called me, but he spoke that in. He said, they got a fuel pump off a 13A. I knew all this before we got to the 13A, and they got it out of time. He says, you can go there and tell them you've got the right authority, the company, to fix it. And they're going to take it as a great compliment on your company. And if they don't, they're going to have the engines messed up. I said, well, we don't want that. Someone in there says, I just seen David. He said, been a long time since I've seen you. And I said, David's there, Leon. I said, well, I'm here. You got a 13A that's had a fuel pump on. He says, how do you know? We just had that. It's back on there. We haven't started up. I said, let me check it first. I had to do some serious changing before it should have been started. It was never started. So nothing happened. But I say, God knows. He has smarts on every issue in your household. Everything that you do, he's the answer. Housewives, he's with you. Making patterns, whatever you have, he is the function to function.
Amen.
And maybe you don't have to feel like you're not the macho person, because God will make you look good. Father, just praise you this day. But I know there's people here this day that you need healing. And I believe that God's going to come in this sanctuary with his power, with anointing here. You struggle, that God wants to set you free this day. He wants to move mightily. In the name of Jesus, to God be all glory, to God be all praise, to God be all honor. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. Father, I pray for your spirit to move down these aisles right now. Touch every heart in Jesus' name. And Father, as I stand here, maybe this might come to, if anyone wants to come for added prayer, I'll be here willing to pray for you. Brother Clint, would you take over?